The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, 25th Chapter, Text Number 36, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on December 5th, 1974, in Bombay, India.
Upon seeing the charming forms of the Lord, smiling and attractive, and hearing His very pleasing words, the pure devotee almost loses all other consciousness. His senses are freed from all other engagements, and he becomes absorbed in devotional service. Thus, in spite of his unwillingness, he gets liberation without separate endeavor.
Tai darshaniya avayabai rudara vilasa hasek sitabhama suttai हितात्मना हित प्राणांश भक्ति अनिच्छतो मे गतिमन्नि प्रजुंते. श्री विग्रह दर्शनम. दिस टेम्पल इज सिचुएटेड टू गिव पीपल द फैसिलिटी एज इट इज डिस्क्राइब्ड हियर. Tai darshaniya avayavai rudara. We have to see the deity beginning from the lotus feet, not jumping over the smiling face. That is the way. First of all, to try to see, and when you have practiced, try to see the lotus feet of Krishna. And when you have practiced to this habit, even after visiting the temple, if you go home, if you have practiced to see the lotus feet of Krishna, that is meditation. So, darshaniya avayavai. Different limbs. First of all, feet, then the thighs, then the belt, then the chest, then you reach the smiling face. Krishna and Krishna's form. If you meditate on Krishna's form, that is Krishna. So we associate with Krishna. His smiling face, his flute, his hand, his dress, his consort, Srimati Radharani, or any other gopis surrounded by. In this way, practice this habit of observing the Supreme Lord. Therefore, he has appeared, Archa Vigra, so that we can see him. In our present eyes, even Krishna comes, but we have no eyes to see. Therefore, for the Kanishtha Adhikari, there are three kinds of devotees. Kanishtha Adhikari, Madhyama Adhikari, and Uttama Adhikari. Uttama Adhikari means first class, most advanced. And Madhyama Adhikari means in the middle stage, not very advanced, not very lower. And Kanishtha Adhikari, just the neophyte, beginning. So, for the beginners, it is recommended that you see the deity daily or always, beginning from the lotus feet, as you have practiced, then go up to the smiling face. And here also, Srimad Bhagavatam. Simply, if you try to see, and if you don't hear, then it will not stay very much. Therefore, we see practically in many temples, because there is no discussion about Krishna. Simply, deity is there. People go for some time, then gradually especially those who are educated, so-called educated, they do not feel very much interested. And it has actually happened so. Many temples, they are not visited even by the devotees, because there must be also hearing about. Two things must go on. The deity must be worshipped. This is called Pancharatriki Vidhi. And to hear about the Supreme from Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Vedic literature, that is called Bhagavad Vidhi. So the Pancharatriki Vidhi and Bhagavad Vidhi must go parallel. Then one is a neophyte, gradually he will come to the intermediate stage between the neophyte stage and to the advanced stage. And of course it is very difficult to find out one in very advanced stage, but there are many advanced stage. The spiritual master is supposed to be in the advanced stage, but for preaching purpose he come down in the intermediate stage for preaching one. Because the advanced stage, there is no discrimination that here is a devotee and here is a non-devotee. Because advanced devotee sees that everyone is devotee except himself. The advanced devotee sees that he is not a devotee, but all others are devotees. This is advanced. But in a Kanishtadhikari, in the neophyte stage, they simply concentrate on the deity. Archayamevam haraye japujang saddhaya yate. That is required in the beginning. According to the prescribed duties, as they are mentioned in the scriptures, one must take care of the deity. But unless a little farther advanced, he does not know who is a devotee and what is his function with others. In the Madhyamadhikara, when one at still farther advances, he has got four kind of visions. Ishara tadadhineshu balisheshu disasucha. Prema maitri kripa upekha ja karati sa madhyam. Madhyamadhikari is not only interested in deity worship, but he knows who is a devotee and who is innocent and who is Bhagavan. Ishara tadadhineshu balisheshu. Balish means innocent. There are many innocent men, they do not know what is to be done, who is God. They are innocent. They are not offenders. But there are others who are offenders. Dishat. Dishat means envious. They are immediately envious as soon as they hear of a devotee of God. They are called envious. Dishat. So Madhyamadhikari, he knows God, Krishna, Krishnasu Bhagavan Sam. So he wants to develop his love for Krishna. Abhattakalam Basati Namagane Sadaruchi. The Madhyamadhikari, he wants to see that not a moment is wasted without Krishna consciousness. That is Madhyamadhikari. Abhattakalatam. He is always careful that whether I am spoiling the valuable time of my life. That is the first qualification of Madhyamadhikari. Abhattakalatam. Because we have got very short period, living period. We do not know when we shall die. There is no certainty. Foolish people may think that I shall live forever, but that is foolishness. Life is very transient. At any moment, we can die. Therefore, those who are advanced devotees, they want to see that I have got very short period of life at my disposal. Therefore, he is very anxious to utilize every moment for advancing in Krishna consciousness. That is Madhyamadhika. Abhartha kalaktam annamagane sadaruchi. And he has got special taste for chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. Namagane sadaruchi. Basati tat, priti tat basati sthale. And he is very much anxious to live in such places like Vrindavan, Dwarka, Mathura, where Krishna lived. Tat basati sthale. Basati means residence. When Krishna appears on this planet, he lives in Mathura, Vrindavan, Dwarka Dham. So devotees also, advanced devotees, they want to live in the residential places of Krishna. Krishna, God has got his residential places everywhere. That's a fact. Annantarastham paramanu chayantarastham. He is residing even within the atom. But still, he has got special residential places like Vrindavan, Dwarka, Mathura. So a devotee is anxious to live in those places. Priti tas basati sthale namagane sadaruchi abhartha kalatam. Their business is to increase love of God. To increase love of God means there is also process. How to increase? The process is given by Rupa Goswami, Adho Sadhya Tato Sadhu Sangha Ata Bhajana Kriya Tato Anartha Nivitti Syat Tato Nishtha Tato Ruchi Tatha Shakti Tato Bhava Sadhukanam Ayam Primna Pradubhavi Bhavet Karma. These are the gradual steps. Saddha. Saddha means faith. Faith is the beginning. Without faith, you cannot make. There is no question of Krishna consciousness. Faith means that faith is created after reading Bhagavad Gita. If you read Bhagavad Gita carefully, and if you actually understand Bhagavad Gita as it is, then the faith will be created. Without reading Bhagavad Gita, there is no question of faith in Krishna. So what is that faith? The Krishna says that sarva dharman parityajya mamekam saranam braja. So you give up all other engagements, you just surrender to me, and I shall give you protection. See, if you have got faith, if you believe in the words of Krishna, that is called faith. If you don't believe in the words of Krishna, if we study as a literary thesis and then throw it away, that is not faith. The faith is explained by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. He says, Saddha sabde vishya sudhira nishchaya. Faith means one who has got firm faith in the words of Krishna. That is called faith. I am reading Bhagavad Gita, but I do not accept Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, or He is a person, as He says in the Bhagavad Gita. He says, matta paradarang nanna kinchi jasti dhananya. Matta, when he says, he is a person. So Krishna says, that there is no more better personality or better superior existence than myself. Manmana bhavamad bhaktamad jari mang namaskri. He says, me, mame vajap parpadante, mayame tang taranti. Aham sarvasa, aham, me, I. He says everywhere. Therefore, Krishna is person. Krishna is not impersonal. Klesha adhikatarastesha abhaktya saptachitasa. It is said that one who is impersonalist, he takes more trouble to come to me. He'll come later on, but it will take some time. The impersonal feature of understanding of the Supreme Absolute Truth, it is partial understanding. Just like we have explained several times that we have got experience of the sun sign, because sun sign is very easily approached. But that understanding of the sun sign is not real understanding of the sun globe, or sun planet, or the sun god. That is not perfect understanding. It is partial understanding that you can understand the sun globe is full of heat and light. That's all. But how much heat, what is the temperature of heat, how much light is there, and where is the source of heat and light, that is not possible to understand. Everyone will admit this. Simply by saying, because the sun sign is entering your room from the window, that does not mean you know everything of the sun. Similarly, this impersonal understanding of the Absolute Truth is like that. That like sun sign is impersonal. But the sun god is person. If sun god is not person, how Krishna says, imam vivasyati yogam pratvam aham abhayam. This Bhagavad Gita, he says to Arjuna, that this Bhagavad Gita, science of Bhagavad Gita, or this yoga system, bhakti yoga system, I spoke to sun god. Exactly like that, I am speaking to you. So Arjuna is person, and Krishna is person. Therefore, in the sun planet, the predominating deity is a person. It's not impersonal. So you cannot understand that person simply by seeing the sun sign. That requires better qualification, how to enter the sun planet, how to see the predominating deity. The impersonalists, they simply conclude that, same way as we, foolish person conclude that the sun planet is simply a fiery substance and there is nothing. No, if there is nothing, if there is no sun god predominating deity or the president of the sun globe, then how Krishna could speak with him? In the Bhagavad Gita it is said, aham vivasyati yogam prakthava. Just like we talk, we are talking with you. We are not talking in the sky, vacant. We are talking with persons. These are intelligence, these require intelligence. So, now we can imagine how the sun god can be person. It is a fiery, big fire substance, and how one can live. This is also foolishness. Because I cannot live in the fire, therefore nobody can live in the fire. That is my foolishness. And my body is not so made. Just like you cannot live in the water. It does not mean that there is no living entity in the water. It requires intelligence. Similarly, if you cannot live in the fire, it does not mean that nobody lives. Yes, there are living entities whose body is so made, just like the fish and other aquatics, they live. Their body is so made. This is intelligence study. Otherwise, if you simply compare with my intelligence, my position, my circumstances and it conclude all others like that. That is blindness. That is not blindness. So similarly, impersonal realization of God, that is imperfect. Exactly like the understanding of the sun sign is not understanding of the sun globe and the sun globe. Everyone can understand it. It is not very difficult. If you think that because I have seen sun sign, then I have seen everything, I have known everything of the sun. No. You do not know even how big the sun globe is. When you read books, when you read scientific books, you can understand it is 1400 times bigger than this planet. So ultimately, God is person. He is not impersonal. Impersonal understanding is imperfect, partial understanding. That is, God, Krishna, is Satchidananda Vigraha, Satchit Ananda. So impersonal understanding of Krishna means you understand only the short portion. The two other portions, Chit and Ananda, you do not know. You do not know. So, if you understand Krishna, then you understand the impersonal Brahma realization and localized Paramatma realization. That is stated in the Veda. Jasmin vijñāte sarvamevam vijñātam bhavanti. If you simply understand Krishna, then you understand the other two features. Because Krishna is Ananda. You see Krishna's feature. He is not thinking, taxing his brain, how to do this, how to do that. No. He is Ananda. Ananda is playing on his flute. And Radharani is there. He is in ecstatic Ananda. Alladini Shakti. Radha Krishna Pranaya Brikiti Alladini Shakti. It is the transaction of bliss, transcendental bliss. Alladini Shakti. Krishna has got many potencies. Out of that, one potency is Alladini Shakti. Pleasure giving. He is Atmana. He is full in himself. When he wants to enjoy, he expands himself, his pleasure potential. So Radharani is his pleasure potential. And the gopis are expansion of Radharani. Ananda chinmaya rasa pratibhavitabhi stabhija eva nijarupa tayakalabhi. Nijarupa. The forms are Krishna. But ananda chinmaya rasa, just to test the mellow of transcendental bliss, ananda chinmaya rasa, pratibhavita abhi, stavijja eva nijarupa tayakala. Goloka eva nivasati akhila atma bhuto govindamadi purisam tavam. This is a verse from the Brahma Sangita. So, Krishna is, we are seeing the form of Krishna. That is the ultimate understanding of the Absolute Truth. Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavaneti, Shabdati. Badanti, Tat, Tattavidas, Tatyam, Jadgyanam, Advayam. Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavaneti, Shabdati. So, Satchit Ananda, the Brahma realization is Sat realization. Paramatma realization is Chit realization. And Bhagavan realization means Ananda realization. Satchit Ananda. And in the Vedanta Sutra it is said that the absolute truth is Anandamaya Abhyasa. Ananda. He is always Anandamaya. You read Krishna's Lila, is always full of transcendental bliss. Especially in Vrindavan. Vrindavan, that is his original residence. They are simply Ananda. Krishna is playing with his cowherds, boys, friends. Krishna is dancing with the gopis. Krishna is stealing Mother Jasoda's butter Krishna is doing all Aranya, transcendental bliss. So, here it is stated that if you begin your devotional service, as it is prescribed you, simply see the deity, then gradually realize how Krishna is smiling, how Krishna is playing on his flute, how Krishna is enjoying the company of Srimati Radharani. We have to see simply by seeing. And if you hear about Krishna, just you are hearing now, these two processes will increase in such a way that one time, anichchato me gatim annen prajunte, you automatically become a great devotee. Simply, if you come to this temple or any temple where deity is very nicely worshipped, these are all scientific, it is not imagination. Just like people think that they are worshipping idol and imagining something. No, they are stated in this. All shastra, it is the prescribed method for developing your God consciousness or Krishna consciousness. It is a science. Vijnana samannitam. Jnanam me paramam guhyam. Jada vijnana samannitam. Sarhasam tad angancha grihana gaditanga maya. When Krishna advised Brahma after creation, then he said, Jnanam me, this is called Chatushloki Bhagavat. The four slokas, which is the basic principle of Srimad Bhagavat. Jnanam me paramam guhyam. The knowledge of Krishna is very confidential. Guhyam. Guhyad guhyatama. In the Bhagavad Gita said, my dear Arjuna, I have spoken to you so many things. But now, because you are my very dear friend and devotee, therefore I am disclosing the most confidential knowledge. What is that? Sarva dharman parityajya mamam. Just surrender to me. That's all. This is confidential knowledge. Don't try to understand many things, or if you have heard, if you could not understand, if you are, then I tell you, this is the most confidential part of knowledge, that sarva dharman parityajya, before this verse, it is guhyad guhyatam. Guhyad guhyatam. Guhya means very confidential. So, this guhya, this Brahma realization is also very confidential. But Paramatma realization is guhyatara, still more confidential. And to understand Krishna is guhyatama, superlative. Guhyad guhyatama. So, to understand Krishna, Krishna has explained in so many ways. Simply to understand Krishna makes you liberated. Takta deham kunat janma naiti, mami iti tam. So therefore, this is the process of understanding Krishna. These Krishna consciousness centers are being opened all over the world just to give the people the chance how to become liberated simply by seeing the deity and chanting Hare Krishna. This is the opportunity. But fools and rascals, they think that it is nonsense. But actually it's not, this is a science. So, by following this process, then what will be the hita atmana, hita pranangst. Then gradually your mind will be fully absorbed in Krishna consciousness. Mind and senses, hitātmana and hita-prāṇa, prāṇa. Prāṇa, our prāṇa, life, these are the senses. So if your mind and senses are fully absorbed in Krishna consciousness, that is called bhakti. That is called bhakti, is not sentiment. It is a practical science. When your mind and senses are fully absorbed in Krishna, the senses are engaged in serving Krishna and mind is always thinking of Krishna. Savai manak Krishna padaravindai. Vachamsi vaikuntha gunanuvarnani. Just like Maharaj Ambarish. He was a great devotee. And his business was, although he was a king, very responsible king and ruling over the world, but his mind was always absorbed in Krishna. This is possible. That the example is given that a woman or a lady is always busy in his household affair, but she also takes care of a bunch of hair, how to set it up and very nicely comb. She does not forget this. In spite of her being engaged in so many household affairs, she does not forget to take care of the bunch of hair. Similarly, one who is actually devotee, he may be engaged in so many things, but he does not forget Krishna. That is the example. Very good example. So, any devotee who is serious about this deity worship, hearing about Krishna, chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, following the Vedic principle, or rejecting the sinful activities of life, in this way we can come to the platform of spiritual life. And if we act accordingly, that is called bhakti, yoga, or the liberated state. Thank you very much.